Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Well, all modes of housing have gotten more expensive over the years, but according to a new Bankrate study, when somebody says renting is more expensive than buying a home, it just doesn't seem to be the case. I'm joined by Alex Gailey, Bankrate analyst. Thank you so much for the time, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You looked in all 50 states, forwards, backwards, every way you could. What'd you find?
Well, in our analysis, we essentially found that renting is cheaper than owning on a monthly basis when looking at the national figures, but also in all 50 of the largest metros. And the differences between the monthly cost of renting and buying are wider in expensive coastal metros like San Francisco or San Jose. And the differences are smaller and more affordable metros like Detroit or Pittsburgh. But among the top 50 metros, there isn't anywhere where it is cheaper to rent than to buy when you break it down into that monthly cost.
Do you think that's a surprising finding?
Actually, I don't find it too surprising, because I think Americans are stuck between a rock and a hard place when it comes to housing. Buying a home has become pretty expensive over the last 2 years because of rising home prices, high mortgage rates, and a shortage of available homes for sale. But at the same time, renting hasn't been affordable either. We saw rent spike in 2021 and 2022, and increases have certainly softened since then, but it's still taking up a larger portion of Americans' budgets. This finding that it's cheaper to rent than buy a home wasn't necessarily surprising. Just given the current housing market conditions, it made housing affordability hit a near all-time low in the last year. It's just ultimately really expensive across the country to buy right now.
Let's talk about DFW in particular. What did you find here in North Texas?
Well, housing costs are heavily influenced by where you live. In the Dallas metro area, home prices have grown exponentially in the last few years. Population has grown. I believe the median sale price of a home has more than doubled between 2018 and 2023 in the Dallas area. But it overall came in 11th place for the biggest differences between monthly renting and buying costs. It costs roughly 73% more to own on a monthly basis than to rent. And if you break it down by the numbers, typical monthly rent in the Dallas metro area is around $1,700, and typical monthly mortgage payment in the Dallas metro area is like a little over $3,000. That's sort of where you're seeing the big difference on that monthly basis. And again, I think this ultimately does come down to home prices have been on the rise and high mortgage rates, and then you have a lot of competition in the market as well.
So it is cheaper. There's no doubt about that to rent, but there have been other Bankrate studies that we have talked about saying that the number one desire is for home ownership when it comes to people desiring to have the American dream, and that's becoming more and more unaffordable here over time. And we again see this with a metric like what you guys found here.
Certainly, that is true in our studies and in our survey that Bankrate, we have found consistently that part of the American dream is owning a home. And that really hasn't changed. You know, Americans do want to own homes and they see that as a key part of the American dream. It does make it challenging for Americans who are maybe ready or wanting to step into home ownership but feel priced out currently. But I will say, you know, owning a home, it's likely the biggest purchase you'll make in your life. It's a huge financial commitment. So you certainly want to take the right precautions and the right steps before you jump into that. I think what this analysis shows is that those who are maybe debating renting or buying right now, who aren't quite ready to buy, hopefully this is some guidance to them and shows them that they don't need to feel FOMO or fear of missing out. They can continue focusing on building their savings, paying down their debt, and building wealth in other ways until they're financially ready to buy a home. I think the common mistake you find with Americans who maybe feel a little bit pressure to buy a home but aren't quite ready yet, you really want to make sure you're financially prepared for that commitment.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.